Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Revelation 6, the verses 1 to 14. Revelation 6, 1 to 14. I watched as the Lamb opened the first of the seven seals. Then I heard one of the four living creatures say in a voice like thunder, "Come." I looked, and there before me was a white horse. Its rider held a bow, and he was given a crown, and he rode out as a conqueror bent on conquest. When the Lamb opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature say, "Come." Then another horse came out, a fiery red one. Its rider was given power to take peace from the earth and to make people kill each other. To him was given a large sword. When the Lamb opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, "Come." I looked, and there before me was a black horse. Its rider was holding a pair of scales in his hand. Then I heard what sounded like a voice among the four living creatures saying, 2 pounds of wheat for a day's wages and 6 pounds of barley for a day's wages, and do not damage the oil and the wine. When the Lamb opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature say, "Come." I looked, and there before me was a pale horse. Its rider was named Death, and Hades was following close behind him. They were given power over a fourth of the earth to kill by sword, famine, and plague, and by the wild beasts of the earth. When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain because of the word of God and the testimony they had maintained. They called out in a loud voice, "How long, sovereign Lord, holy and true, until you judge the inhabitants of the earth and avenge our blood?" Then each of them was given a white robe, and they were told to wait a little longer until the full number of their fellow servants, their brothers and sisters, were killed just as they had been. I watched as he opened the sixth seal. There was a great earthquake. The sun turned black like sackcloth made of goat hair. The whole moon turned blood red. And the stars in the sky fell to earth as figs drop from a fig tree when shaken by a strong wind. The heavens receded like a scroll being rolled up, and every mountain and island was removed from its place. My theme for reflection is divine sovereignty amidst earthly turmoil. Divine sovereignty amidst earthly turmoil. Revelation 6, 1 to 14 paints a picture of the opening of the seals, unveiling a series of events that symbolize divine judgment and the complex tapestry of God's sovereignty over earthly affairs. While these visions may evoke awe and fear, they ultimately reveal God's redemptive plan in the midst of cosmic upheaval. The book of Revelation was written by the Apostle John. It is a complex and highly symbolic work addressing persecuted early Christians, and yet a vision that encompasses God's ultimate triumph over evil and the establishment of his kingdom. The opening of the first seals in Revelation 6, 1-14 introduces various judgments on the earth. Let us reflect on two key insights for our faith journey. The first is divine sovereignty amidst chaos. The text underscores the sovereignty of God in the midst of chaotic events. While earthly circumstances may seem tumultuous and unsettling, God remains in control. The opening of the seals reminds us that even in the face of uncertainty, God's redemptive purposes are unfolding. Secondly, response to God's call. The diverse reactions of humanity in the vision invite reflection on our own response to God's call. Some people hide in fear, while others cry out for justice. In our faith journey, we are called to respond to God's sovereignty with trust, acknowledging His righteous judgment and seeking His mercy. Let me finish with our two questions for reflection. One, how does the imagery of the seals opening challenge your understanding of God's sovereignty? In what ways can recognizing His ultimate control bring comfort and assurance in the midst of life's uncertainties? Number two, reflect on your response to God's call in moments of challenge or uncertainty. Are you more inclined to fear and hiding, or do you cry out for justice and mercy? How can your response align more closely with God's redemptive purposes? Heavenly Father, as we ponder the visions of Revelation, grant us a deep understanding of your sovereign rule over the earth. In moments of turmoil and uncertainty, help us to trust in your unwavering control. May our hearts respond to your call with humility, seeking justice and mercy in alignment with your redemptive plan. We place our faith in you, the one who holds all things in your hands. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.